The Federal Aviation Administration is under orders from Congress to safely integrate unmanned aircraft into U.S. airspace by September of 2015. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And let me try to understand this. If anybody more or less can operate a model aircraft below 400 feet, why shouldn't businesses be able to do that too?
Well, the thing that we care about first and foremost is the safety of our national airspace system. And these aircraft operate very differently, and they operate in the same airspace with a wide variety of other users. We understand that Congress wants us to implement by September of next year, and our emphasis is on ensuring that we're able to do it very safely.
But at least for now, in terms of regulations governing these craft, is it simply an extrapolation of model aircraft rules?
It's not. Model aircraft are generally used by hobbyists. They're much more limited in range, and they don't have the same performance characteristics.
Here's a hypothetical, by the way. I walk out of my house, and there, about 250 feet above my lawn, is a strange, uninvited, and frankly unwanted unmanned flying object. Am I within my rights, assuming that I'm complying with all the gun laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia, to go get a rifle and shoot it down? Or does whoever owns that thing have a right to hover over my property?
You've illustrated one of the big complex questions that we have been dealing with the use of unmanned aircraft for a long time, and that is, how are these things used, and is there the potential for them to infringe upon your right to privacy? We do have a lot of laws in the country that are designed to protect property or to protect your privacy. The question that is starting to be asked is, does this technology in any way change that?
Yeah, you haven't given me the green light to shoot down the unmanned drone over my lawn yet, but I...
You shouldn't be shooting anything down.
I shouldn't be shooting anything, but I don't hear you saying that it's obvious that I'm not within my rights to get that thing off my property.
What is clear is that you have a right to be concerned about is an unmanned aircraft over your property infringing on your right to privacy. And I think that we as a government need to figure out, is there something unique about this technology that would cause us to treat it differently than the constitutional protections you already have?
There's a recent poll by the Pew Research Center which found that 63% of Americans think it would be a change for the worse if personal and commercial drones were given permission to fly through most U.S. airspace. As you approach rules by September of next year, how much does the expression of public opinion figure, or do you assume it's the shock of the new and you assume a negative reaction to it?
This is something that is very new to a lot of people. And while a lot of people see great potential, other people have, in fact, sometimes the same people, have significant concern about what does it mean. And what this really argues for is a very thoughtful, a very deliberative, a very consultative approach to how we gradually open up the skies to the use of unmanned aircraft.
The way problems over the use of drones arise these days, often it's someone sees video on a television station, on a news telecast, and then there's an investigation of that. That suggests that a lot of enforcement is after the fact, after one sees that something has been done. How do you actually enforce regulations? Do you have any way of actually policing the skies if a few years from now or a couple of decades from now there are thousands of little things hovering around just above our homes?
We rely on our inspectors. We rely on the public. We rely on the industry. Everyone plays a role in bringing information to us that helps us carry out our mandate.
This is enforcement by crowdsourcing is what you're describing.
Well, I think that enforcing any rule is dependent upon the public having a good understanding of what the rules are and every citizen playing a role in working with their government to ensure that the system is safe.
Mr. Huerta, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Michael Huerta is the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, which is charged by Congress with safely integrating unmanned aircraft into U.S. airspace by September of next year.